Now, I get quite excited when I see words like tax, gains, windfall. Tell us about this webinar that's coming up.
So you'll be booking in for this one, Robert, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So the Victorian government has introduced a new windfall gains tax, which will come into effect from the 1st of July 2023. And it's a tax that will apply to land where the land is rezoned, which then increases the value of the land. So, for example, if there's farmland and it's rezoned to be residential land, clearly the value of that land increases significantly. So any increase in value of more than $100,000 will be subject to a new tax. So we want the community, those that are interested, to know about this. So we've put together a free public webinar, which will be online next Wednesday, the 2nd of March, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we've got a couple of guest speakers, Dennis Barnett, who's the Director of Business Services at AFS and Associates, and Mark Donaldson, who's the Director of Property and Development at Beck Legal. And they're going to tell whoever wants to hear about this all about how it works and what to expect, and if there's a liability incurred on a property, then when it has to be paid and all that sort of thing. So requirement to book in, go to eventbrite.com.au, and you'll find it there, or you can come in via our website, Robbo.
Okay, no worries. Well, you mentioned lots of zeros there, but the good news is I haven't got much in front of them, so I think I'm safe. The Huntley Family Fun Day is coming up. That should be a lot of fun.
Very popular day, this one. So on Sunday, this Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Strosh Reserve, which is the main recreation reserve in Huntley. Free, so don't have to book. And lots of family activities, from a climbing wall, inflatable water slide, animal farm, pony rides, music and dance. The Huntley CFA will be there and doing a bit of water fun, woodwork, circus activities, a whole host of things. Sausages and even veggie burgers, Robbo. So lots of people come along to this. It's a lovely rec reserve there at Huntley. So keep that in the diary for all those young families out there, mm-hmm. or grandparents that want to grab the grandkids and take him out for a day, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Strosh Reserve.
Now, talking of the grandparents, I was actually a bit dirty when I saw this next item. I saw an ad for it, the seniors set to celebrate at a free Capitol Theatre concert, and then they were talking about the oldies and the seniors, and they were talking about 70s music and 80s music, and I'm going, hang on a minute. Jeez, what's going on here?
That was a popular time.
Yeah, I know it was, but...
The 70s and the 80s.
But, you know, it doesn't seem as far back as it actually appears it was. What's the saying?
I'll get your point.
Yeah, there's a saying I love where I say it feels strange being the same age as old people. Yeah. So.
do you qualify for senior? No, don't go there.
No, don't go there.
11 a.m. on March 21, Monday, March 21 at the Capitol Theatre. So this is the captain and tenille of Australian Cabaret, Melissa Langton and Mark Jones. They're a husband and wife team. And they'll be performing free to anyone that wants to book into this one. And the music, as you suggest, like Tom Jones, Burt Bacharach, the Mamas and the Papas, Petula Clark, the Carpenters, Olivia Newton-John, ABBA, Helen Reddy, Peter Allen, Elton John, Little River Band. There's lots there.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Be a great concert.
You mentioned Tom Jones there. I suffered a while back from Tom Jones syndrome. And if you ask me, is it rare? I say, well, it's not unusual. I think I might keep that one in the act, but I won't open with it.
yeah. We might bring you on later on.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Bookings are essential for that one, Robbo. Okay. You have to go to bendigoregion.com.au.
All right. And just very quickly, the last couple there. New Pride flag unveiled. This is great and, again, just very exciting for the city.
Absolutely. Painted last Sunday in front of the Bendigo Town Hall, so that's a great move forward in terms of our support for the LGBTQIA+ community, and just demonstrates inclusiveness and a welcoming city.
Yeah, indeed. And finally, you're calling for feedback on the draft early years infrastructure strategy.
Yeah, so we own quite a number of kindergartens, so 16 kindergartens buildings across the city. There's 51 long daycare and standalone kindergarten services, so a lot of kids, obviously 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, etc., 5-year-olds go through kinder. We've had a look at our buildings and they're getting tired. They've been in place for a long time. So we're just having a look at where the demand is across the city. The demand shifts as new communities grow. and young families come to be in different parts. So we're just having a look at our distribution of those and where we can build new ones and where we can perhaps close existing ones. So the strategies out there for people to have a look at, go to our See Your Greater Bendigo website, Let's Talk Greater Bendigo Early Years.
All right.
Please provide your feedback.